We have about 10 minutes, which is not very long. But this is an opportunity, with the permission of the panel, for you, us, to put some questions to the minister and to the British ambassador, not to everybody. Thank you very much for being here, ambassador. So, some questions.
I'm Elena Kochevska. I'm coming from Polio Plus Movement Against Disability. I have a question, since this is a very important issue, empowering European citizens and training the new European citizens, the new citizens that will create a new democracy where we'll all participate equally, in which level or how much the disability was included in this agenda. Did you have some trained, some trainer with disability? And how much you have mainstreamed the disability questions within this program?
In the sense that it's a project very much centered around equal opportunities and diversity, then although we haven't specifically sought any aspect, we have included it in all our selection processes and any participation. And indeed, where there's been any travel involved, we've also accommodated that. So it's very much in how we interpreted it. And I think at a European level, it's absolutely integral to the Europe for Citizens program generally. But I'm quite happy to pass.
I can just share a story from Macedonia. Some of our participants in the project were directly involved in the work with schools, whereby they tackled the problem of anti-discrimination with children with disabilities. And this happened in the last 3 months, whereby 5 primary schools were involved in this. And secondary schools pupils prepared a play called Anti-Discrimination, Battling Anti-Discrimination. And our participants actually organized for that play to go around all the secondary schools in Macedonia and the primary schools in the second stage. The play is about a blind girl who faces all the problems at home, at school, and how that was tackled by her family. I must say that it was an extremely moving play prepared by the secondary school children, and had an immense impact among other students, because most of them became aware of the discrimination aspect of people with disabilities. Thank you.
I just have a question actually, just about for the minister, around what you feel the culture is here in Macedonia in relation to volunteering. Is it a strong culture of volunteering? Is it something that's encouraged very much from the government side? Is there a different approach? I've noticed in some countries there isn't such a strong culture of volunteering, but there's a strong community sense anyway where people help out. So just to get a sense of how it is here in Macedonia.
Thank you. Thanks for the question. We consider volunteering to be a very, very important aspect of daily societal activities. However, we need to work a little bit more around raising awareness of what the volunteering can do, what are the personal benefits and what are the overall benefits for everyone that participates in that sort of work. And I think the European lessons, and one of them was also already mentioned by the ambassador, can help us here very much. I think that awareness has increased over the past years that volunteering, whether it is in relation to charity-related activities, whether it's volunteering related to specific activities, whether it is just volunteering related to any type of economic activity. It has its place in society and should be, and brings a lot of value. However, I feel that although we are trying to convey a message through best case examples towards the public, I think that we need to do a little bit of more work to make sure that that everyone understands that volunteering is a very important aspect in society. And this is where projects like this, this is where learning with examples from some of the European countries, where the UK is a very good example of that, of how volunteering is structured and how it takes part in the formal, informal part of the of society, I think is very good for us. Shortly, we feel that there is a increase, there is a raised awareness around what volunteering can bring, but it will take a little bit more time to take us where we want to go.
Thank you. Can you just say who and where you're from? I'm Joanna from Poland, and I want to ask a bit more general question. Have any of you ever been a volunteer?
Thank you very much. The answer is yes, I have. Immediately before I found out that I had the role of ambassador in Macedonia, I spent 3 years as a volunteer on a helpline for a non-governmental organization that helps people suffering from emotional distress. For example, and that involved once a week going to a building in London and spending time on the telephone talking with people. It involved a lot of training beforehand and night shifts as well. And actually the comment that was made earlier about volunteering is one of the best things I've done, I have to say I found it an incredibly rewarding and enriching experience. I'm very hard as well, but I think I got a lot out of it as an individual. So yes, I have quite recently. Thank you.
I must admit, not as recently as the ambassador, but yes, as part of actually the overall activities in the last years of high school. But at that time, I was living in the Netherlands, I must admit, so not here in Macedonia. We did spend some time as volunteers in various but more charity oriented organizations that had the task of collecting various items and distributing them to the less fortunate. So that was overall there was, I would say, a total period of about 3 months in 2 years. So not as much as the ambassador.
We just take one more question.
Hello, I'm Annika from Sweden, and I have a question to Mr. Pence. I'm wondering how you work with diversity and what vision you have for the future here in Macedonia.
Do you mean by multi-ethnic diversity, cultural diversity, that aspect of?
Yeah, and different,
Okay, well, that's one of the priorities for the Ministry of Education, as you might have heard by now, that Macedonia has various ethnic groups that form our society. So for us, one of the biggest challenges is integration of the various ethnic groups within the education sector where we are tasked to work. We take various initiatives, and we work with also with the wider European, but also with the wider general community in this. There are many things that we do, and probably take a little bit more time to outline some all of them. But I will just state a few examples that we try to promote. For example, we have schools where as many as three, maybe sometimes even four, various ethnic groups study at one place. And within these schools, we try to organize various joint activities of the pupils that take part of these in these schools, and the activities are then promoted nationally and are various, let's say, again, maybe they I don't know whether the correct term is best case sort of examples, but we try to promote the aspects of education where multi-ethnic backgrounds are common as a sort of a guideline for our education system. We have schools that have worked in such an atmosphere for 20-30 years, and they have done a very good job in doing so. And we are trying to make sure that all of them understand that we as a country perceive our education sector to be a multi sort of ethnic of multi-ethnic character. And whether it is education materials that they learn in schools, whether it is after school activities that they participate in, we try to not only to stimulate and to promote these activities, but to also spread the message around the country that this is a very good example of how things should work in the education sector in Macedonia. And that way we try to destimulate anyone that is trying to bring across a different message. And of course there always will be people that will try to do so. But we have had a lot of success, I must say, in the past. And whether it is various activities that we organize, like promoting or asking teachers to together jointly compose materials that can be used in classrooms that are of multi-ethnic character or of schools that are of multi-ethnic character. We are very surprised by the degree of initiative that exists within our community to take part in these activities to try to bring across a message that diversity is a benefit. The diversity can bring advantages, that it has its has many benefits, and that the European family at the end of the day is a diverse family, and that if we can try to make it work here locally, we can certainly make sure that we try to secure our place within a larger diverse Europe more easily.
Thank you very much, and on that note, I think it is totally appropriate to bring this session to a close.